Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to Unity Center of Light, another service from our home to your home. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pam Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you the service today, a Memorial Day service at that. And also remember to join us in Zoom right after this. We have a lot of Memorial Day celebrations and songs and so forth that we're going to be doing. So we look forward to seeing you there. And we're going to get started with Pamela.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, Unity family. Welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us, far greater than anything that exists outside of us. Now let's affirm our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. Now we'll have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, May the 30th. The key word is inner peace, and the affirmation is peace grows within me as I remain centered in God. Inner peace, the peace of God that my words can only begin to describe, does not depend on outer circumstances. Peace does not come from any external source. It arises from within me. At a place in consciousness sometimes called the center of my being, peace, like all the qualities of God, waits for me to recognize and claim it. I claim inner peace when I remember the truth that God's presence is always with me and within me. As I center my awareness in the divine presence within, peace soothes my feelings and restores order to my thoughts. I move through all circumstances with calm assurance. Peace grows within me as I remain centered in God. Every event of my day contributes to the calm peace of my soul. The scripture is taken from Isaiah 26:3, and it reads, "Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you." Amen. And now we'll have the message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So, Memorial Day 2021. Just think about, wow, a year ago, what this was like. Seemed like we might be coming out of this situation that we're in, but we're going to look at what this all means for us in terms of change. So the title of this lesson is Change is Happening. Now, in our weekly staff meeting, we were brainstorming on how to, you know, commemorate Memorial Day in today's service in the most honorable way, and at the same time acknowledge how the events of the past year instigated conscious and unconscious change on all levels of the human experience. So this title of this lesson, of course, grew out of the Sam Cooke song, A Change is Gonna Come. But as we kick that around, we settle on the title of this lesson as an affirmation that change isn't just coming, change is happening, all right? And then, of course, you know, after we came up with the title, they all looked at me and expected me to create a lesson to match up with it, right? So I went to my, you know, inner guides and teachers and who exist somewhere inside of me, and I asked, you know, what you got for me? Because, you know, to kind of think of how do we honor this day of a Memorial Day. But first, let's understand that Memorial Day holiday began as a day of to remember those men and women who died in the U.S. Civil War in 1861 through 1865. And General John A. Logan, Commander-in-Chief, in his famous General Order Number 11, he wrote the following. He said, "The 30th day of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers and other decorating, and otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion, and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. In this observance, no form of ceremony is prescribed, but post and comrades will in their own way arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect of respect a circumstances as circumstances will permit. Okay, so originally Memorial Day was May 30th. Okay, it was a day to pause and remember those who gave their lives to our country. But unfortunately, when Congress made Memorial Day into a mandatory three-day weekend with the National Holiday Act of 1971, it made it easy for us to become distracted from the original spirit and meaning of the day. You know, you think about Memorial Day now, is think about, you know, sales and things of that nature, you know. And we read in the article, help restore the traditional day of observance for Memorial Day. This is what it said in that article. It says, Memorial Day used to be a solemn day of mourning, a sacred day of remembrance, to honor those who paid the ultimate price of our freedoms, and businesses closed for the day. Towns held parades honoring the fallen, the parade route oftentimes ending at a local cemetery where memorial speeches were given and prayers offered up. People took the time that day to clean and decorate with flowers and flags the graves of those who fell in the service to their country. Okay. On Memorial Day, we need to stop and pay with sincere conviction our respect for those who died, protecting and preserving the freedoms we enjoy, for we owe those honored dead more than we can ever repay. All right, and that was from that article. And most likely, there's no one here who remembers a loved one who served in the U.S. Civil War, but realistically, the idea of memorial gives each of us the opportunity to pause and reflect upon the lives of the men and women who died fighting for our country. And many of us may have loved ones among our family and friends who are or have served this country during war. I know Pamela and I have a daughter-in-law and a son-in-law who have served in a war. So this is a time to kind of remember and think about, you know, the men and women who have served and are serving in our armed forces. And in addition, today we're also remembering all of our loved ones who have passed, or especially those who have gone home to spirit in this past year. All right, we can pause and remember and thank them for the lessons of love that they were in our lives. And we need to often do that, just take that time to stop and reflect on those lives. And also, we can't forget May 25th, the one-year memorial of the death of George Floyd, a day that shocked not only this nation, but the entire world. And not because he was the first black man to be killed by police, but the way it was revealed as it was happening was a straw that broke the camel's back. And the camel being the white authority that could no longer ignore what this event demonstrated to everyone in this country and in the world. That being, America had to change. So instead of affirming a change is going to come, we are affirming change is happening. And yes, we are talking from, of course, a true student's perspective, knowing that we have to be the change that we want. So as we're saying we want change, we first have to become that change. And this is a great individual challenge, mainly because it is so much easier for us to want to change or want change to happen outside of us rather than inside of us. And like it or not, if we are took a deep, honest look at ourselves, we would probably discover that change for us is what we want to happen out there, which is why we find ourselves waiting for change to happen. You understand what I'm saying? And so we keep saying, well, when is change going to happen? Well, if it's not happening within me, I can't really expect it to happen out here. But our normal mindset is, you know, nothing is changing. Are we asking ourselves, but am I changing? Have I changed? And we would be remiss, you know, in this discussion If we did not also memorialize the millions of loved ones lost in this past year in the war against coronavirus. Now, I read articles on the internet expressing that you cannot compare the battle against the coronavirus with actual war on the battlefield. And I understand the basis for that discussion. However, each death from the coronavirus has been a devastating loss that rippled through a family and a community, creating a great sense of loss. And yes, you know, there's an investigation going on right now into, you know, what caused the virus. But from a metaphysical exploration into the affirmation changes happening, it is our work to understand that from a universal perspective, what part was the coronavirus playing in trying to affect change in the consciousness of the human race? So the question to contemplate is, why was it necessary for us globally as a human race to be stopped and disentangled from our insanely hectic way of life and be forced to just become still? Or what most folks probably thought of as just being sequestered, all right? And what we'll explore in this lesson is how this past year has given us the opportunity to wake up and move from being mindless to being mindful, okay? So mindlessness often cannot comprehend the reason or need for change, you know, whereas mindfulness inspires us to be the instrument for change. So mindlessness often can't think of how to change, but mindfulness is open to being the instrument for change, okay? Now, our mindless pursuits can keep us from taking time often to become still and reflect and listen for the truth behind all that we are experiencing, okay? Now, listen to this quote, again, from General Logan. And I paraphrase this to kind of give it greater clarity. He said, do not let the vandalism of avarice or no rages of time testify to the people today or to the coming generations that we have forgotten as a people the cost of freedom. Okay. Now, in this quote, the word avarice means excessive desire for wealth. But the general's expression, the vandalism of avarice, is not an attack on our pursuit to live a more prosperous life. Rather, it is an exploration into how to reorder our lives so that the pursuit of spiritual wealth, mindfulness, outweighs our pursuit for material wealth, mindlessness, okay? And simply to explain this idea, mindfulness is when you are continuously conscious of the power and presence of God in your life and affairs. Whereas mindlessness is when you are not, you know, conscious. Mindlessness is a mental state characterized by an over-reliance on categories, okay, and distinctions drawn in the past, and in which the individual is context-dependent and as such is oblivious to alternative ways of living and being, okay? And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we move along. But this is what's occurring in, you know, much of this getting back to the way things were kind of thinking, okay? Many are still context dependent, meaning they are stuck in the way things were. And at some level, this is understandable, okay? But as we read in Isaiah 43:18 through 19, it says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing, and now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? It will make a way for you out of the wilderness. Okay, and that's a powerful thought, make a way for us out of the wilderness, because that's kind of what we're in. We can't really go totally back to the way things were, but we're really trying to grasp and understand what's our next direction, okay? I'm hearing it at the college. I'm hearing it in the ministers' meetings. We're seeing it on TV in terms of corporations and all. I'm trying to understand where do we go from here? You know, what is the next base? So that's what Spirit is saying, is I'm making for a way for you out of the wilderness. But if you're mindless, you won't be able to hear it. It is only through the practice of mindfulness that you'll be able to hear the direction the Spirit has for us. But despite a clamoring to return to the old normal, there has been great evidence of a new willingness to help each other to a greater degree than we have ever experienced before. And that's what really came out of this past year. What we have experienced in the past year is the incredible amount of love and caring that poured out in support of those with the greatest need. People helping people is the change that is happening. And yes, you know, the COVID-19 statistics and other forms of upheaval that we've seen this past year continuously dominate the news. But in spite of the negative news, the media did showcase the many creative ways that people were helping people, okay? There was possibly a greater outpouring of love for the well-being of each other during the pandemic than the negative, hateful expressions that dominated the news. In other words, there was more good happening than there was negative. There was more love happening than there was hate, even though hate seemed to be the thing that was always in our face, right? And this is what this lesson is all about. Change is happening. People are taking the time daily to share love with each other. And that is a significant part of developing a consciousness of mindfulness. And in this case, being mindful of the needs of each other, okay? But mindlessness is when you become so engaged in material work that you have no awareness of your divine potential to do great spiritual work. And again, as General Logan expressed, do not let the vandalism of avarice, meaning the pursuit of excess wealth, keep you from remembering what is truly important, which is putting God first, which is expressed through us as putting love first, okay? Simple ideas that take mindfulness in order to stay up with them, okay? So what is a consciousness of mindfulness? Well, one definition is that it is the practice of taking the time daily to sit and observe the flow of your breath, okay? And we're going to expand on that. But the revealing word defines the breath as the inner life flow that pulsates through your whole being. The idea of mindfulness meditation is to get the breathing of your physical being to correspond with the breathing of your spiritual being. So when you're able to accomplish this, you become one breath, one mind, indivisible, wholly focused on God. Right? And what this sense of oneness, when this sense of oneness comes over you, you naturally reorder your life, putting God first. And to put God first simply means to put love first in all your relationships and endeavors. So it's not the intention of mindfulness meditation to stop you from your pursuits. Rather, it is the intention of mindfulness that God and love become prevailing factors in all that you do. All right? So this is what causes change. You know, this is what causes change. It happens when you are conscious of being mindful, okay? You're conscious of your breath. You're conscious of always having loving expressions. And so often the order of our day is so filled with our duty to the work we have chosen, which can include endless meetings to attend. Of course, for many of us now, it's endless meetings on Zoom. Endless to-do lists to complete, and always a deadline to meet. You know, that's typically what our work has us doing. Whatever it is that occupies our minds and demands our time keeps us from being mindful of the power and presence of God in our lives. It keeps us from being mindful of our breath, okay? And we can cause the breathing of our physical being to become out of sync with the breathing of our spiritual being by losing ourselves in our everyday, you know, dynamics. Now, our spiritual goal, of course, again, is to bring our spiritual being back into a state of oneness with our our physical being back into a state of oneness with our spiritual being. And we do this by learning how to work with the power of order, divine order, which awakens within us the understanding of the importance of always putting God first, always putting love first. So that and I say those two together, so if you say to yourself, what does it look like to always put God first? You're putting God first when you put love first. Okay, that's the simple, practical activity of it. Now, Thich Nhat Hanh, you know, the famous Buddhist monk, teaches that the art of mindfulness is the ability to live in the now moment with a sense of reverence for what is occurring or what you are experiencing right now. Okay, reverence for what is occurring or what you are experiencing right now. This now moment will flow into the next moment. So whatever you're doing now, in this now moment, is going to flow into the next moment. But your experience in the next moment is very much dependent on whatever you choose to grow from in the experience that you're having in this present moment. So if we're not growing in this moment, then our next moment is going to be the same. Okay, and that's what we want to do. Is the next moment going to remain static or even diminished or incapacitated by this present moment, all right? We got to remember, what we are doing in this moment is going to affect the next moment. That's why this idea of putting God first, putting love first in this moment is going to also cause and help that to happen in the next moment. And in this past year, we were given many moments to stop and reflect. And the question to explore is, did I take advantage of them? Was I mindful of the experience I was having in this past year? Now, Memorial Day can be looked at as a time to remember the reasons for living mindfully, meaning always being conscious of the presence of God in your life, of the presence of love in your life. Memorial Day is a day of inner reflection, a time to pause and reflect upon the flow of life and the potential that that flow has to teach you in terms of how to live in a more peaceful and harmonious state of mind. No matter what is happening, that's always the key. And I think I say some version of that in every lesson. To be able to keep that peaceful, harmonious state of mind no matter what is happening. And just like there's a natural flow to your breath, there is also a natural flow to your life. Okay? But just like we have often had the trouble experiencing the experience of being out of breath, you know, you've had something and you just kind of get out of breath, it's synonymous with the experience of being out of the flow of life. Okay? Being out of breath is synonymous with being out of the flow of life, you know, in terms of trying to understand what does it mean to be out of the flow of life. You can have a physical experience of what it's like when you find yourself being out of breath, okay? That's the physical side of it, but the spiritual side of it is being out of the flow of life, okay? And we experience that out of the flow of life, not so much in terms of being out of breath, but in terms of having confusion and turmoil going on inside of us. And you know, at the root of Christianity, at the root of Buddhism, at the root of Hinduism, at the root of Judaism, there is the understanding that there is a natural flow to life. However, the reason it is difficult for us to understand and accept that everything is occurring in divine order as a natural part of the flow of life is because instead of being in the flow, we are quite often in a state of mind that opposes the natural flow of things. Not from a standpoint of, you know, purposely being obstinate or contrary. It's not that we're being contrary to the flow of life purposely. It has more to do with not understanding that everything is happening for a specific reason, in a certain order, with which, when understood, gives you a hint as to what to experience and what this experience is seeking to add to your mental and spiritual growth. Okay? So this practice of mindfulness, being in the moment, is you're trying to understand what this experience is trying to add to me mentally and to my spiritual growth. And there's no other reason for anything that happens in our lives other than to awaken us to the real truth about ourselves. about the people in our lives and what we are experiencing. So everything is happening is for the purpose of getting us to awaken. And it's interesting to note that when we become overly agitated or overwhelmed by life and begin breathing sporadically and frantically, whoever's around us will typically tell us, calm down, take a deep breath, all right? Calm down, take a deep breath. So we do. You know, we consciously breathe in and we breathe out, being aware of each breath until a sense of calm comes over us, all right? And it works. The problem is that once we are calm, off we go again, engaging in the same thinking and behaving that brought on the attack in the first place. So the purpose of lessons like this is to learn how to increase our conscious awareness to continuously breathe the breath of life, the calming breath that keeps us mindful of the importance of staying in the now moment. And just as it's important to have a regular time, you know, a day to do your meditation, right? Like Charles Fillmore, one of the co-founders of Unity, said, you know, find that same place, same time every day, and you develop a spiritual energy in that place and time that you do your meditation. So just as it's important to find a regular time for daily meditation where you sit in the silence and practice keeping your mind focused on your breath, it is also important to practice walking mindfully, working mindfully, playing mindfully, meaning practice remaining mindful of your breath in the midst of all that you do, okay? And it's through this continuous practice that you become able to hear God say to you, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare, to give you a future filled with hope." That's Jeremiah 29:11. And I'm going to end by sharing an example of how a soldier who was serving in Iraq used this practice to mindfully remain calm in the midst of war. She said, "When my unit came under attack in Iraq, I suddenly understood the reality of God's protection in my life." And at another time, she said, "I felt the hand of God as we returned to our base. Praying without ceasing became for me as natural as breathing." And this is a perfect example of what happens in our lives when we allow change, real change, to happen. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
Let us settle now into this moment and be ready to relax and deep breathe. I invite you to close your eyes and allow your neck and shoulders to relax along with the rest of your body. Take in a couple of deep breaths and slowly exhale. Bring your attention now to this Memorial Weekend and what it means in our lives. Memorial Day is set aside to remember those who have fallen in our nation's wars and given the ultimate sacrifice for this country. It also includes all folks who have given of themselves during the pandemic, those who are first responders to those who are in need, our nurses and doctors, teachers and neighbors who have been of help, anyone that has gone over and beyond to help another. So today we come together with loving and appreciative hearts to honor those brave men and women who have given their lives throughout the history of our nation and those who have made a difference for good in the lives of others. We honor all these now serving as we raise our prayers for all who serve. God is blessing them and keeping them. Take in another deep breath and exhale. And as you do, bring to mind a loved one, a relative, or friend, or acquaintance who has served in any capacity that is a blessing in your life. Serving in our armed forces or otherwise, Send them the love, the support, and the gratitude for all they are doing or have done. Let's go deep into the silence now to remember. Please take these words as your own. Gracious Spirit, for those of us that have never served in the military, I have no idea what that even resembles, but I know this. Those who have served and are serving now do this for me. They were away from their families and loved ones with one focus in mind, to do what was and is still required as part of this service. My heart is grateful beyond understanding. I ask and thank you, Lord of my being, to protect, guide, and encourage our men and women who serve, and for all that they do for our country and everyone at home. I remember one instance when I was out in the yard cutting tree limbs, and one of the tree limbs got stuck in my eye, and my neighbor ran to my aid. It was many, many years ago. He was so concerned for my safety, and I will never forget that kindness for the rest of my life. I also remember God never forgets his plan of good for me and never forgets the promises. Even when life is tough and things don't seem to make sense to me, I can rest assured that the Spirit of God is in control and working out the plan. God has my best interest at heart. And knowing this encourages and strengthens me and pushes me to do my best to live in His Spirit. And so, as my Heavenly Father remembers me always, this Memorial Weekend, I remember all the brave and valiant men and women who fought for me every day and the thousands of people who passed during this pandemic. I feel blessed and know that they are a blessing to me. Take a few moments now to go even deeper into the silence of your soul. Pray, be grateful, and receive answers to your prayers. We thank you, gracious Spirit, that you have heard our prayers and answered them as you always do. We are grateful for all our blessings in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen. When you are ready, come back to your surroundings and know that the Unity Center of Light is always here for you.
That was wonderful. This is the time we open our hearts and minds to allow the treasure, the blessings that come into our life to flow into our spiritual home. We are truly thankful for all of the offerings you've been sending to support us during these times. And with that, hold your offering in your mind, in your hand, in your spirit, in your heart. And let's say our offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings. As they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. And you have light notes? Okay.
So the light notes for today. Keeping the High Watch prayer call will meet tomorrow, Monday, Memorial Day. So we invite you to join in at 4 p.m. for a 15-minute prayer pause. On June the 13th, the book club will meet to discuss the book Begin Again by Eddie Gloud. The Zoom link is in your updates. And mark your calendars now for Sunday, June the 20th at 10:30 a.m., a Father's Day special event with Safi and Amma Chandra. Invite all the father influences in your life to join you for this musical treat. The Zoom link is the same as the Sunday Fellowship for that day. We're giving you heads up from the food pantry. They're getting ready to start receiving supplies, including backpacks, for the fall school year. Please see the link in your updates to see what they especially need to fill the backpacks. Thank you.
All right. So just before we bless our path, I want to remind you again to join us in Zoom. If you are wondering how to do that, if it's your first time, it'll be the link is in your weekly update and in your e-newsletter. So check one of those and please join us. We look forward to seeing you in Zoom. So now
So now we're going to bless the path
that
we walk this week. And we're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto together. I go forward in the Spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous, and I am grateful.
All right. Let's go right into our prayer for protection.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine. And all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So we look forward to seeing you in Zoom right after this. If for some of you can't meet us in Zoom, we wish you a very happy week. And we will see you either in Zoom or next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.